أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وجزاهم بما صبروا جنة وحريرا متكئين فيها على الأرائك لا يرون فيها شمسا ولا زمهريرا. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala explained that for those people who did righteous deeds, how Allah will give them great honor on the day of Qiyamah, and Allah will meet them and they will meet Allah Ta'ala and they will be smiling and will be extremely happy. On the other hand, those who have displeased Allah Ta'ala, you will see the great signs of sorrow on their faces. So those who did righteousness and Allah Ta'ala will meet them with great happiness. Further, Allah Ta'ala says, on what account have they achieved this? وَجَزَاهُمْ بِمَا صَبَرُوا or بَدْلَ دِيَا أُنْكُ أُنْكِ صَبَرْ فَرْ. And Allah Ta'ala has rewarded them because of their sabr. What is the sabr? That is, in this worldly life, a person goes through difficulties and hardships. But at every time, whenever these difficulties, hardships did come upon him, he made sabr. Also, in this worldly life, temptations come a lot to a person. His nafs overtakes him. At that time, they control their nafs also. Perchance they made a mistake, they made tawbah sincerely and they corrected themselves. And also that in this worldly life, together with this sabr that they made on difficulties and hardships, their temptations, but they lived a life of shukr and they were content with what Allah Ta'ala had given them, and they had spent on the other people, the needy, they gave in fact preference to them. For those people, there will be much more greater reward. Like we find that many cases of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the great awliya, food was ready, they were extremely hungry, they were about to eat, but somebody came and said, I'm very hungry, and they just gave it away. Their own demand was so great that they gave away all that food. So for those people, also in this worldly life, we know the trend of the world is always against Islam, against Deen. Especially presently in the whole world, all the propaganda that is being made, but a person remains firm all the time. Wherever he is, whether he's flying in an aeroplane, he maintains his Islamic identity, for example. Time of namaz, he makes namaz. He's particular of the food that he eats in the aeroplane. Wherever he might be, all the time he's conscious of his deen. No matter how the environment is against him, everyone else is going in a different direction. Where many times in a home, everyone is watching some haram TV, something which is wrong on there. And a person stays away from there. It needs a lot of courage. Between husband and wife, the one is pious, righteous, the other one is on another extreme. And for them to remain firm on the correct at such times, it is very hard. To make sabr on the condition of our children and to regulate them and teach them and bring them up properly. We know today what a big challenge that is. But a person who maintains all this, he made all that sabr throughout his life. Allah says, for such people will be jannatan wa harira, baagh or poshak reshmi. They will have a great spacious jannat and all the enjoyments of jannat that will be in there. Peace of mind, contentment of heart, never fear of any illness, never fear of any accident, never fear of death or anything whatsoever, just forever that you are there. And they will be more than that, given wonderful clothes of silk. They will be given clothes of silk which will enhance their position. And not only that it means silk, but beautiful, wonderful clothes that they will get. And they won't have to buy it also. It will be given free of charge. And it will remain all the time fresh on their bodies. And more than that, Allah Ta'ala says, مُتَّكِئِينَ فِيهَا عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ تَيْكِيَ لَغَائِهُمْ بَيْتَهِ اُسْمِ تَخْتُوكِ. And the comfort will be of such a level and so high that they will be reclining on wonderful couches there, or thrones, or something like a stage that will have all pillows on it. In other words, they will be given places to sit of great honor and great comfort and enjoyment and ease they will have there. And they will have great respect from every side. And this thrones of theirs will be studded with beautiful pearls, diamonds and rubies. And not the valuable stones of this dunya, but the valuable stones of Jannat they will be studded with. So with great honor they will be sitting there. And another aspect of their great enjoyment, لا يرون فيها شمسا ولا زمهريرا. نہیں دیکھتے وہاں دھوپ اور نہ تھر. They will not see there any sign of sunshine. In other words, there will be no hot weather there. We know how uncomfortable a person feels when it becomes very hot. Neither will it be very cold there. We know with cold weather also, a person feels so uncomfortable, he becomes ill also in the cold weather. So there won't be any sunshine that will cause them any difficulty there. And there will be no heat, that extreme heat. And neither will it be cold there. In fact, it will be such that it will be just balanced the weather all the time. They will have a very beautiful natural weather, and that will be very comfortable all the time. And more than that, Allah Ta'ala will bless them وَدَانِيَةً عَلَيْهِمْ ظِلَالُهَا اور جھوک رہے ان پر اس کی چھائے. And the shades of there will come lower down upon them. That is, they won't need shade. The weather will be such that it will be just fine. You won't feel like, yeah, in the hot sun, then you want to go in the shade. But sometimes just a person's nature, that he wants to sit sometimes in the open, sometimes he wants to sit in the shade. So they will be given all that also. As they would just want whatever enjoyment Allah Ta'ala will grant them. وَذُلِّلَتْ قُطُوفُهَا تَذْلِيلًا اور پست کر رکھے ہیں اس کے گچھے لٹکا کر. And we will give them bunches of fruit which will come lower down to them wherever they are. As they are, the fruit will come to them. Whichever fruit a person will desire, he won't have to go and buy, he won't have to pick it from the tree, the branch will come down to him. And fresh fruit from the tree he will eat. Whether he's standing, whether he's sitting, whether he's lying down, the fruit will just come to him in that way. And he will enjoy that fruit also and all the other ni'mats. So these are the great ni'mats which Allah Ta'ala said is various places in the Quran. Allah gave various reasons. Yeah, it is because of the sabr a person makes. He makes sabr on the difficulties and hardship, and he remains firm on deen under all circumstances. He makes sabr because of the temptations that come. The whole world, the family is going in one direction. We go to any function, we see the whole function is going in a certain direction. At that time, to remain firm and to remain on deen, that is what is required. And also, that a person makes shukr to Allah for what he has got and is content, and even greater than that, he gives preference to other people over him. May Allah give us tawfiq of these qualities, and may He bless us with these beautiful ni'mats in the akhirah.